Boom opens November 2nd. Boom is the latest play from Chattanooga's Theater for the New South. Blake Harris, the director, says he wants to bring people in who normally avoid theater. Boom could do that. It's an apocalyptic comedy that may appeal to sci-fi fans and horror fans, people who love movies like Shaun of the Dead or TV shows like The Big Bang Theory. In this segment, WUTC's Michael Edward Miller tells us why they're putting on this play and what to expect.
Here's how Boom came to Chattanooga. This will tell you something about the Theater for the New South. They announced their new season earlier this year, and originally, Boom wasn't on the schedule. They were supposed to do a comedy called Fat Men in Skirts. They promoted Fat Men in Skirts. Director Blake Harris says they held auditions.
We went through so many rounds with so many talented actors.
But they never quite found the right fat men to fill those skirts.
It just never clicked. We never found the cast for Fat Men in Skirts.
Now, what this should tell you about the Theater for the New South, they're trying to produce a very specific artistic vision. Even when they're putting on a bizarre comedy, they take their artistic vision seriously, and if they can't do it right, they'd rather not do it.
We said, do we want to stick to the season we've laid out and sacrifice quality by casting a show that maybe not everyone's right for? Or do we continue to provide what we consider the best quality that we can produce? And it came down to that we were going to change the show.
The Theater for the New South is known as Chattanooga's experimental theater group. Boom definitely fits with that ethos. The guy who wrote it, a New Yorker named Peterson Nachtrieb, was both a theater and a biology major in college, so it's got heady scientific themes mixing with an experimental narrative.
What better way than to show experiments than set a show in a science lab?
But how to describe the plot? I'd say Boom is like a romantic comedy without the romance. Two college students, a girl and a guy, have one of the most awkward hookups you'll ever see.
It is that situational comedy, the least likely people that should belong in a room together. What happens when you put them together for potentially the rest of their lives?
They might be stuck together the rest of their lives because the world is ending, and they may be the last man and woman on Earth. The action takes place in an underground laboratory slash bomb shelter. Jules, a biology student, believes a comet is going to destroy humanity, so he lures Joe, a female journalism student, to his underground lair. He needs a girl because, hey, somebody has to repopulate the world. The problem is, he's not into Joe for reasons that, well, I won't spoil it, but it's pretty funny. The play also has sci-fi elements, like a mysterious, godlike woman in the background who seems to control the action by pulling levers. She also acts as a narrator for the audience.
It's this amazing story of change, of innovation, of great catastrophe, of life! My God, what a story of life it is!
The play explores the origin of life itself, as well as the end, or perhaps the rebirth, of humanity itself. Megan Hollenbeck, the Theater for the New South's media director, says it's like a 21st century version of a creationist myth.
And I guess you can say to an extent it seems to be pretty rare in theater.
Yes.
From what I know.
It's also got a pretty strong science element, from what I understand.
Yes.
It's actually got some, I mean, Richard Dawkins is quoted in the prelude, the preface to the script.
Yes.
Do you think this is going to appeal to kind of science geeks as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, totally.
It really will. You know, I am by no means someone who is great at science, but, you know, I connected with the script immediately. It has that appeal for everyone, and I think those who understand science will really appreciate the humor and the twist on it. And, I mean, that's kind of in our culture now with the Big Bang Theory and, you know, other sci-fi hits like Doctor Who, and it gives kind of a different spin on what might happen to the future of humanity, what happens to Earth, you know, when the next big catastrophic event occurs.
Boom starts November 2nd. It runs through the 11th. It's going to be performed inside the Rivoli Art Mill in Eastlake, and that's another hallmark of the Theater for the New South's outsider approach, performing in locations like an old mill or a warehouse instead of an auditorium.
Theater for the New South, our philosophy is to really be transparent with theater. We take theater outside of its box, you know, hence why we are performing in an interesting space. We try to do things that people want to have an opportunity to see in many other places, and this I think this falls in line with that.
Who are you looking for to come out to this?
Everyone. We, you know, this play, it's not for children. I'll say that. You can assume, unless we advertise it as family friendly, just leave the kids at home. But we are looking for people who, what we always say is we are looking for people who want to rediscover live art, because quite frankly, we can go out and it doesn't matter if it's in Chattanooga or anywhere else in the world, we have that stigma of bad theater. And I mean, I did for years, and I know so many of my friends said, you know, I don't want to come to your show, you know, love you, but theater's not my thing. That's who we want to get. We want them to rediscover live art. We want them to just rediscover theater and show them that it doesn't have to be you sitting in red seats with a stage in front of you that has a big red curtain and people speaking in fake accents. You know, that's not how we see theater. That's not how we approach theater. And we want them to rediscover it.
More information is online. You can find the Theater for the New South on Facebook. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.